Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG, Brawl Stars Guys.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
This is the 8th episode of BSG,
and the 5th episode of our side series,
Brawler Chat.
Today's episode will be about
Jesse.
So Jesse is a fighter, which is in between a heavyweight and a sharpshooter. But Jesse is a little closer to the sharpshooter side of things because of her range and health. And you also unlock her at
500 trophies. Yes, so she is a trophy road reward.
And so that brings us to Jesse's attack.
Yes.
So
Jessie's attack, Shock Rifle, fires energy orbs out of her Shock Rifle. So it can hit multiple targets with one shot. This is because it bounces off the enemy it hits and tries to hit another enemy that's close to the other one and repeats that process one more time.
So what it does is, let's say I'm Jesse and I shoot an attack at, let's say,
Piper.
Enemy number one. And so if it hits enemy number one, then it bounces off them, does damage to them, and then tries to hit, like, just floats over and tries to hit another enemy.
And that's then next.
If it hits, let's say, enemy number two, then it does that again and tries to hit a third enemy. But then after it hits a third enemy, it stops.
Yes.
And so the energy orb, one energy orb does 1,176 damage.
And it has a 9 tiles range.
Yes, which is, as we said, closer to the sharpshooter side.
Yes.
And so if the bounce, so if Jesse hits someone, the bounce can go, can hit someone that's around 6 tiles away. And as we said, it can hit 3 enemies.
Yes.
So now moving on to Jesse's super.
So Jesse's super, Scrappy, launches a turret to wherever you drag Jesse's range that can attack enemies that go close to it.
And so Scrappy, the turret, which can't move, has 4,200 health.
Yes, and
it has a pretty long range, about a little more than 6 tiles, but we're not exactly 100% sure about this.
Yes, and it does 364 damage per shot.
And it attacks about 4 times per second.
Yes.
And Jessie's range of where she can deploy Scrappy is 5 tiles.
Yes.
And so that brings us to Jessie's gadget. So Jesse's gadget, which is
Spark Plug,
slows down enemies that are within 4 tiles of Scrappy. So it's like B Super. When Jesse hits the gadget button, it slows down enemies that are within 4 tiles of,
yes,
Scrappy when she hits the button.
And we decided to put that into the A tier.
And so we put it into the A tier, as you would have heard if you were watching our video, I mean, not watching, listened to our episode about our gadget tier list. And we said that it's not worth buying unless it's worth buying unless there's an S tier gadget in the shop. And
yeah.
So now we will move on to her star powers. So, Jessie's 2 star powers are Energize and Shocky.
Yes.
So, let's start with Energize.
So, Jessie can heal Scrappy 800 health if she shoots at it with Energize.
And so, Energize, yes. So, if Jessie shoots her regular attack at and it hits her turret, it heals her turret 800 health.
Yes.
And so we said this is A tier, but it's not very worth buying because almost every star power is not worth buying because of how expensive they are. And so that's why we said that.
Yes. And so on to Shocky.
So Shocky makes it so that Scrappy's attack can now do what Jesse's attack can, where it bounces off enemies.
Yes.
And so we said this is the B tier and isn't worth buying.
Yes. And so now we're going to go into the other stats. So Jesse's health is 4,480 health, which is also the same as Penny.
And she walks at the normal movement speed, which is the same as Nita. She has a 3 out of 5 offense,
2 out of 5 defense,
and a 4 out of 5 utility, which means that her main thing is utility and control and stuff like that. And so that will be all for the overview section.
Now we're going to go on to the how to use section.
So with the how to use section, we're going to start with when to use. And this is when to use Jesse in what modes, what maps, everything like that.
Yes. So Jesse is pretty much an all-around brawler.
And she's good but not great at Siege, Heist, Gem Grab, and Bounty. And she's okay at Brawl Ball and Showdown.
Her worst mode is probably Solo Showdown.
And so on to the maps. Her best map for Gem Grab is Cell Division.
Yes.
Her best map for Brawl Ball is Field Goal.
Her best map for Siege is Factory Rush. Her best map for Bounty is Canal Grande.
Her best map for Heist is Hot Potato.
And her best map for Showdown is Dark Passage.
And so here's the honorable mentions for Jesse, which are basically the second best maps for each mode.
Yes. So Pinhole Punt for
Brawl Ball.
Spare Space
for Gem Grab.
Olive Branch
for, I think it's Heist, but that one's a new map, so I don't know it as well.
Yes, Land Ahoy
for Bounty.
Traffic Jam
for, this one is for,
Thousand Lakes.
Olive
is for
Branch
Showdown.
Is for Siege, and Traffic Jam is for Heist.
Yes, and then the last one is Thousand Lakes
for Showdown.
Yes, and we apologize for not knowing all of them.
Because some of the maps were actually just added this morning.
Yes, so now we're going to go on to the how to use section.
And so for Brawl Ball, you need to use Scrappy to control the middle and push enemies back to get chances to score.
Yes, and you should try to attack when enemies are clumped together because, of course, like we've said, Jesse's attack can hit off 3 brawlers.
And then you can use Scrappy to guard your team's goal. And when Scrappy's there, you can also use her gadget to slow down the ball carrier that's going towards the goal and save a goal.
Yes, so now we're gonna go on to Gem Grab. So for Gem Grab, you should use Scrappy to keep enemies away from the gems.
And
so to basically control the middle.
Jesse is a gem carrier. And you also want to hit enemies when they're clumped up.
Yes, and like Brawl Ball, you should try to hit... Oh, sorry, you already said that, Sharpshooter.
And you also want to fall back if you have gems for your team and it's countdown. But so what you want to do is think, if I died, would it still be countdown for my team? And then if the answer is yes, then you don't need to go back. But if the answer is no, then you need to go back because if you die, then countdown will stop.
Yes. So now we're going on to Bounty. So for Bounty, you should put Scrappy in the place that you know the enemies will go.
So if the enemies just go to one place the entire match, or like two places the entire match, and you see that, then you can put Scrappy in those places. In that place.
Yes.
And so try to go for brawlers that you know you can kill.
Like have less health.
Like Tick or Barley. And then also stay away from other brawlers, but stay close enough that you can hit them with heavyweights. If Bull's going after you, you don't want to be right next to Bull.
Definitely. And you should know your limits too.
Because Jesse, like every brawler, has limits. And so that brings us to Siege. And so on defense, you want to use Scrappy to stop the Siege bot and soak up damage and sacrifice itself to defense, and so that it buys your team a couple of seconds.
Yes, and you should try to hit enemies instead of hitting the siege turret when you're attacking, so if, like your bounce shot.
If they are close to the siege turret. Because if they're close to the siege turret and you hit them, then most likely it'll bounce off of them and get to the siege turret.
Yes, and like kind of like bounty, you should put Scrappy where you know the brawlers will go and where you think the most bolts pop up.
And also use your gadget on the enemy siege bot, like in the first tip where Scrappy's out there. On the enemy siege bot, while Scrappy is defending it, like in the first tip, you want to use your gadget right before Scrappy dies so that it slows it down.
Yes.
And so that brings us to Showdown.
Yes, so first thing we're gonna say is usually don't play Jesse in solo Showdown.
Because if you're going to play Showdown with Jesse, you probably should play her in Duo Showdown instead of solo Showdown, because she's better in Duo Showdown.
And you should definitely try to open boxes, groups of boxes, more than
than one box, and have your teammate open just the one box.
Yes, because you can get three boxes really
at
quickly.
Once. And then you also want to put your turret in a place that you know a lot of brawlers will walk by, so then you can get a lot of value out of Scrappy. And so now the last mode before we move on to the summary with takeaways is Heist. So Jessie's main job is control.
Yes.
And she is also good at attacking, but also good at defending.
Yes, and so Scrappy's really good at helping Jessie gain control. So you can put Scrappy right next to the enemy safe to do some damage.
And so then when you can attack, when you attack the enemies, when you're attacking the safe and there's an enemy right next to it, you want to attack the enemy instead of the safe, because if you hit the safe when you aim and it bounces off and the shot tries to hit the enemy will most likely dodge it. But if you attack the enemy and hit them and then it bounces off them, then the safe can't dodge it. And so when you're attacking, if there's an enemy right next to the safe, you want to attack them instead of the safe, because it'll just bounce off them and go onto the safe.
Yes, because of course the safe can't move. And then that brings us to our last thing for Heist.
And
which is Jessie is both good at offense and defense. So use her for both.
And so that is all for the how to use section. And now we will be going on to the takeaways section.
So takeaways are basically just summing up all that we've said in this whole episode.
And the most important things about Jessie. Yes. So Jessie is all about utility, because she has a 4 out of 5 utility and she doesn't have a 4 out of 5 for anything else. And so utility is her strongest thing. So make sure to make use of Jessie's utility when you're playing with her.
Yes, and we've said this a ton, you should use Scrappy to gain control
of the map, and just get control with Scrappy and use Scrappy to get control.
Yes.
And then the last takeaway is if brawlers are in clumps, you want to fire at them, because then your bounce shot can hit all 3 of them or all 2 of them. And so that will be really useful.
Yes.
And so we're sorry that we published this episode a few minutes late. We were running a little behind schedule, and so that is why we weren't able to upload it straight at 12, and we're able to upload it right now.
Yes, so we're sorry about that.
And thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
And please tell your friends and family about BSG.
Yes.
And so
thank you again so much for being patient and so much for listening.
And so this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.